Doctors at an American hospital have successfully operated on a baby born with four legs and two spines. The 10-month-old baby girl is known only as Dominique from Ivory Coast. She is reported to be recovering well. Doctors separated her from a parasitic twin in a complex operation on March 8th at Advocate Children's Hospital in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hospital officials say the operation lasted 6 hours. It involved five surgeons and many other healthcare workers. The bottom half of the not fully developed twin's body was sticking out from Dominique's neck and back. The twin was dependent on Dominique's body and could not survive independently. Dr. John Ruga is a child care specialist.
This is a situation where identical twins failed to separate. And the separation, they can be connected in a variety of different manners.
Dominique was born with two spinal columns. Without an operation, her life would likely not be a long one, with physical problems and pain, doctors said. They were concerned about the pressure put upon Dominique's back and organs. Dr. Ruga says her heart and lungs were working to support two bodies.
It was as if the twin, from the waist down, had been attached to the back of Dominique's neck. And there was a pelvis and bladder and functional legs that moved and feet coming out of the back of Dominique's neck. Now, this made it extremely dangerous for Dominique.
Doctors used imaging equipment to create a three-dimensional model of her two spines. A second bladder behind the extra legs had to be removed. The team of surgeons performed a test operation to prepare for the surgery. In the real operation, doctors disconnected nerves and blood passages to prevent feelings of numbness or even paralysis. Dr. Frank Vaccari was also part of the surgical team.
So we took her to the operating room. We approached the problem, the critical part being at the base of the junction of the two spines and the abdominal pelvis. And once we had control of that, I think it was pretty clear to most people in the operating room that we were going to actually successfully be able to accomplish the surgery.
Dominique was able to sit up the day after the surgery and was released from the hospital 5 days later. She is now recovering at the home of a foster family in Chicago. They will care for her until she is well enough to return home to her family in Africa. I'm Marcia James.